What happened?
I'm not sure. I got three phones here and two computers, and people are calling me, so I imagine that's what happened.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, did you pull up, or do you have the paperwork?
Let me see. Let me go back. I got a message. Yes.
Okay, go ahead and open that up.
Man, they need to make shit bigger. My eyes are getting worse and it's getting smaller.
Yeah, I hear you. So all it says is, you know, we're going to purchase the property, you know, Little Patrick Road, 12740 Little Patrick Road. We're buying it as is. Closing on next month on the 11th. We're going to pay for the closing costs. You'll give us, you know, access to the property. You know, you'll make it accessible just right, so that we can, you know, get in and out, you know, either one or two times at most. Arms length transaction just means it's, there's no other parties involved.
No.
Buyer disclosure, we're, you know, licensed real estate salesperson. And then if you're on the second page, the conditions, it just says, you know, we're going to pay for the present value of the loan. We're going to make the, you know, monthly payment. And then that due at closing is what mm-hmm. you're going to get.
Okay. I haven't made it there. Well, the 225, that actually is not the price of the mortgage.
What is the present value?
Let me, I'll have to log in because I think I told you something else another time, but.
Yeah, but it's approximately, right?
Let me check.
As long as it's close, you know, close, we're gonna need a mortgage statement anyway. So.
Yeah. It didn't show me everything on here. Damn it. Okay. I'll just have to call in and find out what it is. But yeah.
That's fine. We can, as long, all we need is, you know, to get it started is for you to approve it. That way I can, you know, get it to the.
Yeah, account. I just don't want to approve the 225, and then part of the 20,000 is going back to you because of the whatever the difference is, and I know it's like 228, 229, somewhere in that area.
Let me just put okay, so it's not more than 228.
I don't think it is. I have to physically call them on the phone and just say blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, give me a second.
Because I can't remember the number they shot me. It's been about 5-6 months ago. Payments were made since then, so like I said, it's going to go down $1,100, you know, 80-some dollars.
All right, let me just fix it so that way you're comfortable on your side. Hang on.
I mean, I would put, well, I was going to say, I would put 230, but I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I'm just going to, I'm just going to put 230, and like I said, you know, it's just an approximate number. When,
right.
Once we get that, you know, once you approve it and give us the actual figure, you know, then we can adjust it accordingly.
Okay. due at closing.
So if you want to back out of that and then
oh well. Yeah, you told me to, yeah.
Gave you another one.
Yeah, it did. Well, all right. I'm going to put you on mute for just a second. You use the bathroom.
Sure, man.
So another question I had real quick. What are y'all going to do with the house? Pretty much fix it up? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Fix it up and either sell it or rent it?
Yeah, not sell it. Just
okay.
gonna fix it up, hold it.
I've
worked in, you know, Jetersville a lot and just that whole area. I know the area pretty well.
Are you buying this for yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, are you buying it to live in it?
Oh, no. Okay. Sorry.
No, you're fine. As long as you don't strip mine it, I'm fine.
I don't even really know what that means, but no. I don't
know. Well, there's a high concentration of titanium area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
well, unless there was some gold under there, it probably isn't gonna be dealt with.
I've metal detecting most of this, and like I said, I found swings and stuff like that because it was an old house in the back here, but other than that, I haven't really found anything. There's quartz on the property, but I think they just brought that in when it was farmland.
Sure.
But other than that, I mean, USGS could tell you exactly what's on it because they pretty much punched hole in every single area in Virginia.
Sure. Did you get the new updated version?
What's that?
Of the document?
Oh, email? Yeah, on email?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Shoot, girlfriend call. Alright. Sorry.
Are you okay?
I did. Okay. Okay. Yep, I got it. And pretty much you're saying do it closing to seller will be approximately $230,000 and then $20,000. Is that what you're saying?
So do it closing to you is the $20,000.
Right. And then you're just assuming the loan of
$230,000
or approximate, whatever it is.
Right. And we'll confirm after we get the statement.
Yeah.
Going in home. The seller is 64 may in effect until mutually property.
And it says the seller's existing mortgage will remain in effect until mutually date loan. The property is resold or the buyer chooses to refinance. What is that about?
So that's just saying that the loan, the value of the property, you know, the funding that's setting forth, you know, that we'll be able to make that payment and correspond to that.
Right. So have you checked to see what the what equity is in this house?
As far as equity, I mean, it's, you know, with needing to do repairs, it's really just going to need a fix-up job and a facelift, and, you know, you might have a little equity after that, but
yeah,
it's not really any, you're not going to get rich off of this, you know,
no.
Regardless
no.
of whoever does it.
Yeah. All right. Well, what I'm going to do is kind of, let's see, kind of take a...
Are you good with everything? Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, I just want to a lawyer friend to look at it, make sure everything's fine, and then I'll sign it. I'll just, you know, make sure everything's cool.
You want me to talk to him, or you want to how about this? I can, since we're paying for closing costs, you know, I don't know what they charge you, but I can get my attorney to reach out to you and answer any questions you have, since he does about 20 of these for us a month.
Okay. Yeah, I just want him to look over and make sure everything is, you know, copacetic. I'm not looking to slow anything down. I just want him to say, yep, sounds good, looks good, you know, whatever, and
okay.
Go from there.
Can he call you on the 691 number?
Who's that? Your lawyer?
Yeah. Well, he's going to be your representation, too, since I'm paying closing costs. So technically, he will be, you know, a third party that, you know, interacts between the two of us, you know, so he has to, you know, has a fiduciary duty on your line and on my line as well.
Okay. Do I need to contact the mortgage company at all, or can we do this without it?
Nope. You don't have to contact them at all. My attorney will reach out to them, and, you know, the lien and everything will be completely fine. So,
okay.
Really don't need to do anything. I'm gonna give him a call and
okay.
have him call.
I've gotta get in the car and literally drive somewhere to ship something to my cousin. So like I said, if I'm driving and he calls and I don't get it, just let him know, be patient. I will call him back.
Okay.
It'll be today. I'm not gonna call him back tomorrow. It'll be today. I'm just getting ready to walk out the door and get in the car and go somewhere and ship something for my cousin. So
okay.
He wanted to mine before I moved, because he was like, hey, I want that. And I was like, all right.
All right. Well, what I'll do is I'll have him – I'm going to send an email, and I'll have him reach out to you.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. And, yeah, and like I said, we'll go from there. I just want to make sure everything is, you know, where it's going and this, that, and the other. And, yeah, August 11th sounds great. And my girlfriend told me this morning, she said, what have you been doing? I was like, oh, I'm doing this, and she said, shouldn't you be packing? she's more than ready for me to be there, trust me.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get this over to him now, and okay. I'm, you know, attach you on the email.
Okay. And then I'll call my buddy. He's literally down here in Dinwiddie County, which is the county over from where I'm going to be anyway, and I'm just going to call him and say, hey, you got time to just look at this real quick at your office, and if he does, so be it. If he doesn't, I'll just shoot him an email or whatever with it in it and let him look over it. If he says, yeah, everything looks great, then we'll go from there.
Okay, so do you not want my attorney to reach out to you?
I do, but at the same time, I'm going to have him look at it too. That's all. I'm just trying to cover myself and cover you, you know, just cover myself on the back end. That's pretty much what I'm doing.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I hear you. Is there something maybe I missed something. Is there anything that you're worried about? It's just because it is one page. I'm just curious. Is it something?
No, it's just that this is the first home I've ever bought. And when I bought it, pretty much everything was done for me. All I had to do was sign a piece of paper and pay the bills. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just want another set of eyes that do this every day, looking at it. That's it. That's all.
Okay.
And that's what I mean. He basically does contractual law for the county of Dinwiddie County, so he knows what he's looking at. I don't. So that's
okay.
All he's gonna do is look at it and just make sure everything's good and cook set.
All right. I'll get my attorney to reach out to you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, man.
Yeah.